What's up, everyone, and welcome to... I clicked on the wrong... There we go. I clicked on the three-person screen.
Okay. There was just an empty box.
It's been a long week. What's up, everyone, and welcome to my favorite podcast about Toku, and hopefully yours, the Tokusatsu World Tour, where we like to get into the just like crevices and, you know, behind the oven of Tokusatsu that you might not have heard before. But today we decided screw that, and we're going with the most famous Tokusatsu right now. But first, joining me, as always, the co-conductor in this whole shindig, my two Kaiser gem from Pronghorn Heroes.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I like a little detour. I like a little detour action. I like taking another route to get to where I need to be. You know what I mean?
It's just like, I almost called you Jeb from Pronghorn Heroes.
Nice. I forget who called me that last week during the stream, but somebody called me Jeb, and I thought that was so funny. Shout out to that person.
What's up, everyone in the chat? Like y'all are saying, today we are talking about Zenkaiger in its entirety because the 45th Sentai has just wrapped up. So you're going to get all our thoughts on it right here in a nice little digestible podcast. Also, I know I have a video coming out about it probably tomorrow morning or the day after. Jem, what about you?
I will probably have a final episode reaction for Zenkaiger coming out soon. Yeah, so you can find both of the if you're watching this on YouTube, you can find them right here, both of those videos right now.
Or on mine, youtube.com/Achilles. Pronghorn Heroes, youtube.com. We also tweet them out from the Tokusatsu World Tour Twitter account, so go follow that.
Yes, at make sure you follow that.
Yeah, we don't plug it often, but
yeah, but it's a way to interact with us, but also vote on certain weeks when we have little options for people to decide what we're talking about that week.
Correct, because sometimes we run out of things to watch, but not this week, not last week, and not next week, because next week, right here, we'll be reviewing episode 1 of Avataro Sentai Dawn Brothers.
Yes, I'm excited for next week because I'm on the Dawn train. I'm jumping from the Toku World Tour train onto the Dawn train.
So you're feeling Dawn Brothers.
I'm excited for it. I'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
We'll talk Zenkai. Jem, before we get into it, how was your week?
It has been an interesting week. We have launched a reaction channel. For anybody that knows or watches our content, you might know that we upload weekly reactions for like the stuff that's going on, you know, currently, like Revice and Zenkaiger now. But the plan is to move all the reactions to a separate channel because I feel like it just clogged up the main channel too much. And like, I'll be honest here, this is the first time I'm talking about this. I haven't like addressed it really. I want to do a live stream or something soon, but like, it's all just been like, I want to have more creative stuff on Pronghorn Heroes and move all the reaction stuff over to a reaction channel because that's Pronghorn Heroes isn't supposed to be a reaction channel. And that's what it looks like if you go to it now. So yeah. I'm trying to correct that. So like that's new, Pronghorn Reacts. You can check that out. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube after the fact, you can check that out somewhere. And yeah, man, I've just been trying to get that going. You know, we have merch going. Just like trying to stay busy. Cause you know, if I'm not busy, I'm doing nothing. And if I'm doing nothing, content isn't being made. So
yeah.
What about you, dude? What have you been up to this week?
Oh, this is my first week as a stay-at-home father. So
yes,
Birdie went back to work on Monday.
Hawk's big week.
Yeah, exactly. She's a teacher, so I'm like taking care of baby Rex and trying to get stuff done because like I am a content creator. That's kind of my job, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So today you can probably see in the shot if you're watching this on YouTube, her high chair right here with a bunch of toys on it. That's because as I was editing the review for Zenkaiger to get up on YouTube, I was like with one hand playing with her with the toys, with the other hand like doing the cuts and doing everything for the video. So that's why you can see this little elephant in the background if you're watching on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
But other than that, pretty tired. I'm like, oh, I got a video edit. No, I'm gonna go to sleep so I can wake up in the morning and take care of this living being that needs me to survive.
Yeah, what would she do if you weren't there? She doesn't even pay rent.
She rolls now. She can roll, but eventually she stops rolling and she just lays on her face, which is not good for babies, I've heard.
Oh, okay. Well, We'll make sure she doesn't do that, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta keep out for that.
We just gotta keep an eye.
But let's get to what we're here to talk about today.
Ooh.
And that is Kikai Sentai Zenkaiger. Jem, are you ready?
Dude, if I had a soundboard for the stream, there would be a button. It would be like, rundown, and then you would go into the rundown.
Now,
I'm ready.
Now I have to get a soundboard. Thank you. Now I have to make that a thing.
It has to happen.
The rundown. Kikai Sentai Zenkaiger is the 45th season of Super Sentai. The show's theme is robots and machinery, celebrating Super Sentai's 45th anniversary with heroes and items based on past Sentai robots and ranger teams. On March 7th, 2001, the series premiered on the Superhero Time block alongside Kamen Rider Saber. After Mashin Sentai Kira Major concluded on February 28th of 2021, I think I keep saying 2001. after Saber's finale, Kamen Rider Revice joined Zenkaiger in the Superhero Time block, and Zenkaiger will be replaced by Avataro Sentai Dawn Brothers on March 26th. It ran for 49 episodes. The show is dubbed in South Korea as Power Rangers Zenkaiger. And some fun facts in the notes. This is a long wiki. It just keeps scrolling.
Just keeps on going.
We'll get there. It's got some stage shows, got some DVDs, got some video game things. Here we go. According to producer Shinichiro Shirakura, the working title for this season was meant to be Sentai Sentai Sentaiger before the executives decided to use the current title instead. This season is the first where the core team consists of a single human and four robots. A similar concept was used in Zhuoger with one human and four Zhuman.
Yes.
The three series, Zhuoger, Lupat, and Zenkaiger, have the same head writer, Junko Kimura. Additionally, the latter two share the distinction of lacking ending credits. Unlike most Super Sentai series, the title card appears at the start of the opening credits, and contrary to previous seasons, Zenkaiger treats each Super Sentai as coming from different worlds, though to what extent is currently unclear. And that is Zenkaiger. Captain Yo Crunch, thank you for the hydrate.
Hey, yo, cheers. Boom. Hold on.
Want to shout out Fee in the chat saying, roll her ass to a job, speaking about my four-month-year-old child.
Hell yeah, dude. You do that. real quick. real quick, Jem spotted Toku Star. When Zenkaiger got announced, I was like, I know who that mother is. You know who that mother is.
Yes.
We all know now who that mother is. But if you don't know who that mother is, I want to look up her name, because I feel like Jem Spot to Toku Star should be name dropping actors, you know what I mean?
I have something to add to this too.
Dope. Perfect. But she, what's her name? Oh, actor, her name is Marie Kai. She plays Chiyoko in Kamen Rider O's, the owner of the restaurant where the base is, you know, the hangout spot. Mm-hmm. And she also plays Kaito's mom in Zenkaiger.
Shout out. Oh, I wasn't talking about Kaito's mom, sorry. I was talking about Yachan. A Twitter thread the other day about Yachan, about there's this figure of this Japanese model that got like huge, and there's tons of like reprints and homages to it, and it's basically the first kind of like I'm gonna say big titty anime girl like Japanese figure out there.
Great.
That figure is Yachan.
Wow, really? Like it's her, or like
it's modeled as her.
It's like a drawing of her, or it's like a picture of her.
It's like a 3D action figure, and it's Yachan was the base for that action figure.
Oh, okay.
That's apparently like super popular in Japan. It's like tons of other homages and figures have been.
I genuinely don't know how to, like, should I be excited? Should I like? I genuinely don't know how to feel right now. Like, that sounds cool. Fuck yeah, Yachan, get that bread. Yachan, get that fucking bread, right? You know what I mean?
It was when she was a younger a model, but like,
yeah,
I just thought it was really cool that like she's like the base for this huge cultural thing.
Nice, dude. Honestly, that's fuck yeah. That's definitely Toku Star. I was just trying to wait to say that. Oh my god. No, that's really cool though. I fucking Yachan, get that bread.
Jim, give me one word to describe this season.
Fuck, man. What I say next is gonna define how everybody views me with Zenkaiger.
Me and Jim have not talked about this at all. We jumped on this call and we're like, all right, let's talk about Zenkaiger. But like, we really haven't talked about Zenkaiger all season. So
yeah,
I'm hearing this and you're hearing this for the first time.
I'm gonna go with safe one. I'm gonna say
boo.
All right, I'll give two then. I'll give two. I think my first word was going to be dull. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I was telling Sophia, I was like, I can't say that Zenkaiger didn't have a dull moment. Like, I can't say that. Mm-hmm. Because there were dull moments, in my opinion. However, the second word that I was going to replace that with was going to be sweet. And I feel like it has, or even charm, because like, I really like, there's a certain charm to Zenkaiger that is just so touching. And like, especially with Yachan, especially with Stacy, that I'll get into, because like, if you haven't heard me talk about Stacy, I love that character. So again, it's so weird because I'm on like both sides where it's like, I hate you for being this way, but then it's like, oh fuck, I really love you for being this way. So like, I really could go either way. I'm kind of like in the superhero Senki episode where it's like, if you need me to be negative, I can be negative. But if you need me to talk about some positives, I can do that today.
We'll get to both of them. Don't worry.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Mine is character, because, ooh, and I talk about it in the review that will come out tomorrow. I feel like the characters are what made this season, because it certainly was not the plot that made this season.
Yes. I agree with that.
If this season was just the first 5 episodes and the last 5 episodes, and maybe 20 and 21 and 22, the Zenkaiju episodes,
yeah,
I think it would have been amazing.
Because
those all tie together so well. And then there's just that big middle section that's fun. Each one is fun. Each one has such special moments. Just off the top of my head, the manga episode, the roll calls and everything. But to the overall story, they don't mean anything.
Yeah, no, that's 100% fair. I mean, like, there's a reason I react to every episode of Kamen Rider every week, and we didn't react to every episode of Zenkaiger. It was because we were going to. That was the plan. I watched our first episode reaction the other day, and I was like, hey guys, we're reacting to this every week, so I'm going to keep it consistent, because we almost did like a live reaction. But we realized after the third episode or fourth episode, I was like, I don't think we're going to react to this every week for the next year. Just because like, I could already feel that it was going to go into this like repetitive rhythm that I honestly don't hate, because Sentai is more episodic more than not than Kamen Rider. But I'm okay with that. I love certain Sentai seasons for that, but I feel like Zenkaiger just was too repetitive in certain aspects that I didn't feel the need to put in the work every week to react to it, to set everything up and do that whole shindig, because we weren't doing anything crazy. If I had all those reactions, we would just be like, hey, just like chilling, like super, just like, because like, there wasn't anything that surprised us other than like, obviously, you know, like Hakaiser stuff, like those 30 episodes when you get into the 30s, like that was super interesting. But that was something else where I wish they dived more into that. So like, yeah. I don't know, there was a lot of aspects of the show that I did appreciate, but I feel like they didn't dive into them too much.
Yeah, obviously we're starting out with negatives right now, just because they're fresh on their mind. I think there's easily more negatives to this show, but I do think the high points of this show hit higher than the lows, if that makes sense.
Wait, say that again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was thinking that there are a lot of negatives, so we're just naturally going to start out there. But I do think the high points of this show go higher than the low points of this show.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know if I agree, because I don't know, but I do agree that the high points are what makes this show worth it. Like it makes it like worth the next watch, or like the next episode. Like it's why I came back, because there are those moments that are like, all right, yeah, that's why I'm coming back. Yeah. But I did have a big issue with a lot of the moments, and that could be just me. So I don't want to put down anything you're saying for sure.
No, yeah, and like you were saying, especially as a content creator, if you do things for Kamen Rider, you kind of have to do things for Super Sentai. They're intrinsically tied together. They do crossovers and everything.
Superhero time,
that,
baby.
Yeah.
You know, without that,
it's superhero time.
Yeah.
So they both kind of flow together. But like you were saying, Kamen Rider, so much more happens on week to week. With Sentai, mm-hmm. that's just not the case in terms of what it's always been. I remember my first one, Go Busters, is the same way, where it's just like, hey, we're doing these one-off kind of stories every week until we get to something and then back to these one-off stories. But Zenkaiger does this thing where it feels like it resets every week.
Yeah.
Back to like the exact same characters we knew, like anything that happened last week in terms of growth, we just went right back.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's Vroon, a good point.
Vroon is always kind of the cowardly nerd, like
curious guy.
The curious guy, like I say it in the thing tomorrow, curiosity kills the cat with Vroon. He's always that guy, and he just kind of never learns.
Nice.
And the only person that really does that is the three humans in the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally fair. Man.
Did you, when this started, because I know I had this predetermination, did you think like, oh, robots, that's going to be hard for me to connect with?
No, because as you know, I love 01. So when I heard robots, I was like, let's go, let's go. So I was ready.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. Non-human characters.
At first it was obviously like, what? Like mm-hmm. I was genuinely like, you know, but obviously you find out Tukaiser, he's a human, and Stacy being in the mix, I thought was very cool. But as far as the other four, at the beginning, yes, I was a little shook. I was kind of like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. But once the press conference happened and I saw the trailer, and then the show came out, I was fine. Because I loved Juron. I fell in love with, definitely Juron. I think we fell in love with Juron the most. But everyone else just had like characteristics to them that like we really liked and we're excited to see more of. We just felt like, again, the show didn't dive too much into those surface layers that they already left out for those characters, you know, like Majin and Vroon and Gaon.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the drawbacks of having this cast, because I was the same way where I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. And then once you get like five episodes in and they introduce them all, you're like, oh, I kind of love these characters. They're great.
Yeah.
But then their character focused episodes kind of just keep them there. Whereas like when Stacy or Kaito or Zox get, or even Flint get character focused episodes, you get so much deeper into those characters.
Yeah, it just feels like you're connecting with them more, which like I don't know if they did specifically because they were the human type characters, but I feel like they could have dove in more with those non-human characters because they already set it up. They already set up for us to love them. And people clearly do, you know, like I don't want to speak for everybody because like I can't, but like I see that people like those characters, like the Kikanoids.
Yeah,
I almost said Huma Gears, the Kikanoids specifically, you know. And I was ready for Dawn Brothers to be that way too. Like I was ready for this, like, all right, we're just gonna have one human or like two humans if they're gonna do the Sixth Ranger, but like I don't know, I was ready for that like four non-human one human thing because I felt like that's a cool evolution for Sentai to go in. Just like trying to mix in the whole human and non-human aspect and like how they can mix and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like just touches on like a whole bunch of other shit. But I do think that, again, kind of a little wasted. Like maybe not wasted, that's a little harsh. Just like I feel like they didn't do that much with them, you know?
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. Episode 7 and 8 are two other humans to the cast. I won't say to the team.
Yeah.
But to the cast are introduced real quickly for probably all the reasons we just stated. We have Stacy and in episode 7 and then Zox in episode 8. How are you feeling about let's start with Stacy because I know you have a lot to say.
Well, Stacy, I will say in the beginning, I was kind of like, I love a Dark Ranger. That was the only thing that I really liked about Stacy. I was kind of like, Dark Rangers are cool. He can summon them, like the summon the teams. That's pretty dope. He gets a little power up later on. I was like, that's pretty cool. But once they made that connection with Yachan and like you started seeing a different side of him and kind of like less of the like, I'm a hench guy that like is a henchman and stuff like that. You know, I really started connecting, and like, I don't want to speak for Fee, but like, she also really likes the character. I feel like we both started connecting with him more like around where like
she put in chat big letters, Stacy. Don't worry.
Yeah. 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 We started connecting to him on like a more human level. And I honestly had a bunch of theories about Stacy. I think I ended up cutting them for our reaction from the last episode, but I'll throw them here real quick. I really wanted Stacy to eventually be like a half brother for Kaito. Because like, I feel like there was some stuff in the beginning where you saw he was either made up or like they were using data from the parents that were like sleeping there or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I started theorizing that like, oh, like, what if he's half, Kaito's parents or whatever, like the dad like takes whatever. And the whole Barashitara thing was just like a front so that he didn't know the truth. But obviously that's not the case. But I had so many expectations from him because I felt like he was more than Barashitara, or he felt more than Gege, or he felt more than, you know, all the other villains. Maybe because he was a human, but because they had to do more with him.
I think, because I feel like that was a big, not rumor, theory in like the fandom back when early episodes of Stacy. Mm. And that story kind of got transferred to Hakaiser instead of like, we have this evil ranger, but oh no, this is the one that's tied to Kaido, actually.
Mm.
Like, just take what everyone was thinking and just put it over here and put it off for a few episodes.
That's cool. I want to note that I had no idea that people were talking about that. I literally just, I told Sophia and that was it. I was like, if this happens, then we can just talk about it. But I really wanted something. I literally had theories out the wazoo. So I'll leave it at that though.
Yeah. I saw a lot of brothers. I saw a lot of, mostly just brothers or clones. I saw clones as well.
Clone would have been cool.
Yeah. And then we saw his mom, and then we saw his dad, or we saw his dad first, and then we saw his mom, and we were like, mm-hmm. all right, cool. But they just kept showing that Ya-chan reminded him of his mom.
Of his. Yeah. 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 Which I thought was just so sweet. It was just so sweet. You know what I mean? Okay. So like, before we get into Zox, I just have to say that like, I was not expecting what this character ended up being. So like,
hold on, your data moshing. Okay, there we go. You should be good now.
Good?
Yeah.
Cool. I wasn't expecting what we got out of Zox, so I just want to give a couple like thoughts that I had before we had Zox. I really was expecting him to be like and I'm sure maybe people expected this too, with like the description of the suit being like a gold Gokaiger, or mm-hmm. like a gold Marvelous or whatever. I was expecting that out of suit. Like, I was expecting like a Marvelous type character. Which like, I don't know, he has hints of Marvelous, but I wouldn't consider him a Marvelous type character. And the other reason I say that is because like, he does have that like rough, tough pirate attitude when he needs it.
Yeah.
And he's very like confrontational in the beginning, because like, he's just there to do his thing. But before going into it, I was like, I feel like this dude's gonna be a badass. And then his debut, my dude starts singing and dancing. So that completely just throws everything off for me. It's just like everything I was expecting, it's out of the window. But talking about the Zox that we know now, I really just like, I don't love the character too much, because again, I feel like it just, he suffered, I don't know, because they have 49 episodes. He suffered from not getting enough focus. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And because of that, I feel like we didn't get to know him that well. Like, I feel like he was just there to kick ass when we needed him to be. And I feel like Six Rangers usually do that. I'm like, I can name a few that literally just show up for the fight or for like a mech battle and then just peace out. But like, I don't know. Like, I felt like we were going to get more out of him because of the little brothers aspect, and like the SDtopia thing I thought was going to happen way sooner. So like, it was stuff like that where like, I was like, I'm ready to learn about these guys again. And then they just dropped the ball on me.
See, that I'm on the other side of that spectrum where, because mm-hmm. I've never seen Gokaiger, so I don't know what Marvelous traits there would be.
Right.
But he came in, and I'm also on the assumption that like, hey, Six Rangers are supposed to be, they come in and be ass kickers, badass type thing. And he comes in and he starts singing and dancing, and you're kind of taken aback by it. But then he starts doing that because the first thing he does is breaks Dark Gears, like right off the bat. Like they're having problems with all these Dark Gears that Stacy's using, and then he breaks Dark Gears, and he stays kind of adjacent but not on the Zenkaigers for so long in those first, like, that first half of the season that I was really into it. I thought all season we were going to be building up to this three-way battle of Zenkaiger, Zenkaiser, and Stacy, of just being our three human mains, because there's, I want to say there's maybe two battles where they're just all three at each other's throats and do that thing where it's like the triangle of like guns, and it's just the coolest shot, some of the coolest shots in this show. But then he joins the team, like, very, for lack of a better word, kind of naturally, of just like, hey, I do kind of like being with these people. And then by the end, he's helping Stacy realize that, like, hey, we're all better together. We can all do this together. And he does have those couple episodes where, like you said, the SDtopia episode, where he's just an absolute badass of like, hey, I need to do this on my own. You get those sick shots of him with the sword and the fountain bleeding and everything. So I loved him just based on that. And I love Flint. I love the whole Goldtweaker family together. I think as little focus as Kuttner and Ricky get, they do get the short end of the shaft this entire season. But they're cute and they're adorable. And I think they serve what purpose they're there for.
Yeah, in my eyes, they're literally just power-ups. Like, I don't even consider them as characters, because, like, they, and it's not to discredit, like, those voice actors or anything like that, because they do have their nice moments, and, like, they are a big part of, like, Zox's storyline, but I just feel like they literally only use them for the power-ups. Like, there wasn't an episode to focus on them. Even the SDtopia thing was a Zox episode, you know? Like, there wasn't development on their characters or, like, diving into the brothers as brothers. So, like, I just feel like it's such a miss for them.
But it's, like, wild to me that they show up in the last episode and everyone's like, who are these people?
I was so hyped because I was like, man, they're really just gonna leave us off with never knowing if they, like, come back, and then they can just still transform in the freaking little mini modes or whatever, the SD. God, no.
B says, need SD figures IRL for the main team.
Yeah, she loved them, which I'm all about, because they were fucking adorable. Like, all those little guys, when they freaking henshin, the little things, you know what I mean? Oh my god, that was so cute.
Yeah, be prepared to pay a pretty penny on premium Bandai for that whole team.
I was going to say, dude, I'm surprised that they haven't already, but I'm sure if it ever comes out, that's premium set.
There's so many memorial things to this season that are going to be put out within the next 2 years, guaranteed.
I really do hope they put out the SDs, though. I feel like that would be really good. I was telling Fee, like, I need them to put out the freaking Gege and Sechon, like, actual, you know. Like, I want a circuit from Time Force, but I also now want a little just like a guy, you know, to just chill. They don't have to do anything. No lights or sounds. I'll just take, like, a fucking sculpt.
No lights or sounds. He's going to be like a Thouser from 01.
The thing. I'll take it, dude. The little dog, yeah. I'll just to have him.
A little $3,000 dog.
Yeah, you know, it's wild because, like, I did, just to talk about some pros for Zox and, like, that whole situation, I feel like I did really, by the end, I loved whenever he was in a scene with Kaito. Like, I just love the relationship that they have as a main character, or, like, a, I almost said primary writer, but as, like, the leader of the main team and then the Sixth Ranger. I feel like I like a lot of relationships from, like, past seasons of those two characters. I almost said Red Ranger too, but Kaito's not a Red Ranger. But, you know, that relationship, I feel like I felt it towards the end. And in the beginning, I was waiting for that. I was like, when am I going to feel like this relationship that I usually feel between the leader and the Sixth Ranger? And I feel like by the end, I perfectly felt it in Wait, especially in that SDtopia episode where they're on, like, the separate buildings, like, talking to each other. Yeah. Like, I felt like that's, like, a really good defining moment of, like, hey, like, we're literally on two sides of what we're doing right now, but, like, we're at least, like, talking to each other. And, like, by the end of it, they still help him out because, like, they're a fucking fam. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I just really like that aspect. Like, I really feel it by the end. Also, Flint, I'm sure we'll agree with this, should have become a Ranger. Like, without a doubt. Silver Two Kaiser. Like, it's money. Like, that's money. Silver Two Kaiser. She uses the Duringer. Just give her a different coin. Like, oh my god. It was perfect.
I hope we get it in that the movie coming out.
If we don't get it in that movie, I was telling Fee, I was like, maybe the stage show, because they love to do, like, all the fun stuff at the stage shows that, like, I never watch, you know?
Josue in chat says, thought they could butt heads more, but they had a solid relationship. Yeah, I think
I agree. Yeah.
I'm gonna draw back to the Goku, like it was like a Goku and Vegeta type thing.
Okay.
Whereas like for a while Zox is working with him because like it suits him. It
right.
It pushes further towards his goal. Because
right.
the more worlds that the Toji Tendo throw at them, eventually they're gonna throw SD world. And
right.
eventually he's gonna be able to fix what he originally came to do.
Right.
But he does end up liking it by the end. And it, yes. like you said, the two buildings where there are butting heads and they are on different sides of this moral spectrum yeah. are some of the best moments that this show has together.
Yeah, like writing wise and just like cinematography. Like mm-hmm. you can have that scene in a room, but the fact that you were like, all right, he needs to be on this building, we're gonna have a really wide shot and he's gonna be on this other one and we're gonna have another angle on top of like everyone's, you know, it's just like it's just really cool. And like those are moments of Zenkaiger where I'm just like, fuck, you guys did this really well. Why couldn't I get more of this in the show?
One of those cinematography moments is, and I will fully admit they pulled it out too much by the end, but in the first episode, when they fight in the explosion.
Yeah, it's iconic.
I was just like, this is amazing. And then they yeah. did it for 15 episodes after that. And I was
they
like,
they were like, yeah, we like that too, guys. Look,
yeah.
we like that a lot.
We also enjoyed the fighting on the green screen in the explosion. It was sick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, real quick, now that we're talking about stuff from the beginning, how do you feel about the Henshin pose? Because I feel like at the second to last episode when they're fighting Boku Elsin is like final form or whatever, they do the original Henshin where they fucking spin, and we yeah. haven't seen that in a while. It's always just been like, and then they just shoot it out. You know what I mean? How do you feel about their little shindig?
I'm going to say during the, when we're talking about the quick ones, I like when these shows do that because it just tells me like, oh, we needed more time for the story.
Okay.
I love flash henshins. But I also love the beginning ones that we get and the spin when they all spin, but they spin at different times. Like they do the yeah. inward thing.
Yep.
I love it so much. And I think yeah, that's yeah. one of the, just throwing it out there. Like one of the things this show does really well is mm-hmm. the roll calls because,
yeah.
Saber was like, hey, we're going to do this all on a green screen because mm-hmm. just for whatever reason, we have these stock henshins. Whereas this show was like, hey, every episode, you're going to get a different change.
Yeah. Like, especially because of the, obviously like the world, like the villains, like the worlds, like you mm-hmm. get the different themes that happen. Like this dude's a mini or like they body swapped or like they did this. Actually, did we get a body swap in this season?
Yes. Oh, we okay. got the... Zox did it with Flint.
Yes, yes, exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. So like you get those episodes where it's like there's so many different themes that you can play with those roll calls and you can play with those moments.
I love that. Did we get a body swap this season? Every season we get a body swap, yes.
It if you count them, sometimes they miss them. That's all I'll say. I've seen a good amount of Sentai in my life. But no, wait, because I did want to come back to the Henshin because mm-hmm. I do think that's my favorite part of new Sentais, and I'll talk about that next week when we do Dawn Brothers. But the fact that like you always have that like initial henshin where it's like, you know, and even in Kamen Rider, you get the official henshin, but sometimes they have the quick one where it's like the insta or like it's a shorter version. I always like seeing how they make the shorter version. Like mm-hmm. I always love a good base, really good henshin. And that's because obviously like I'm a henshin guy. Like I fucking do henshins on TikTok. I love them. But like, I just love seeing what they do to make it shorter or what they do to make it like insta. Because like, Ryu Soldier is one where like it's cool when it's long because they do like a little pose and there's little guys dancing around, but when they do like the quick one where it's just like I'm putting my key in, then I'm shoo, and then you're just running, like it's just there's an aspect of just like this feels more, I don't know, more believable rather than like I'm standing here and I'm gonna take this time
yeah.
to do this dance, you know. So I always I always just love how they make that the shorter version. That's it.
One of the things that Zenkaiger does well, I think, on the quick henshins is they do the gear. The gear comes out and they kind of step through the gear.
Yep.
And I freaking love that noise. They're like the gear turning.
Yep.
Every time I'm just like, oh yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of Lightspeed Rescue in older season that I freaking loved, where
sure.
it's just the quick wall and then the wall comes over and they're in their
yeah.
suit.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's a good point because I don't think, I feel like a lot of newer seasons will do it where it's like, hey, there's just something hovering over you now. Like Lupat does the whole like situation where it just hovers over them for the Instamorphs. Obviously, they have the stock engine. But I feel like that's something that like a lot of seasons are incorporating now. So like, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it more now that you said that. That's a really good point.
We also got some kick ass morphs in this. Henshin's changes, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, coming absolutely. To mind,
Kaito during the Hakaiser fight is like iconic. If I had to pick a money shot for this whole series, it's that. Henshining and then henshining without the helmet, but then the helmet comes on, the lightning's all around him.
Yeah, that's a good shot. There's one in, I think it was in the last episode. Maybe it's the last one, maybe it's the second to last one, where he's facing somebody and he just does one really quick, like it's the full henshin. And it's again like that, just like super clean and just like very nice. Just like I appreciate.
Jose says Kaiju gear was the W for the season.
Dude, Kaiju gear, it was one of those other things that I fucking loved. I bought it because I was like, that shit is dope. Like, oh my God, that's so dope. And then they just, I don't know, I feel like they kind of just like didn't dive more into it. Like, I wanted them to, like, they used it for sure. I'm not going to say they didn't use it, but I feel like it was just like, once they had it, it was like, all right, Kaiju gear, come on. Like, that was it. I don't know. Like, I just wanted a little bit more as far as like this new power up that's based off these two other seasons that have, you know, like at least touch upon that a little bit.
But have you seen the toy for the new movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen if it comes with a form. I've just seen the
yeah. I don't think there's been a form like talked about yet. But Oma Revice in the chat says the Kirameki Zenkaiju gear better be good. It looks so cool.
What is it for though?
It's probably for that just the cross power up the same way.
I guess we'll see what it gives them, but I just like, what, you know, like what's...
Because like Kira Majors didn't have a great power up to start with.
I mean, yeah, I like that they all got it, but it's not the best. I'll say that because I do like when the full team gets it. Mm-hmm. Rather where like, you know, like Ninja has Chozetsu that literally one person can only use it at a time or use it at one time. So like, I don't know. I like Kira Major for doing that, but I agree with it. It's like not the best. So like if I guess is the power up, would the power up be for Zenkaiser?
It has to be, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess that speculation, right? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, we'll see when that movie comes out. We'll see. When is it coming? 6 months.
Okay, boom.
But overall, what did you think of the final stretch of episodes? Because I feel like those are fresh on everybody's minds.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the God aspect was a little out of left field. And I maybe during a rewatch I'll catch things that I'll be like, oh, that's the God, or maybe I'll be like, oh, maybe that's a little, you know, nod to what's to come. But I feel like they
still don't know if Gege started as the God or the God just took over that bird.
As of right now, my assumption is the God was there the whole time and just sneaking in and out. But that's just because I just don't know what else to think. I literally like the show didn't explain that much, and I was hoping in the last episode they would. But even when, like, and this is just talking about the last episode for that moment real quick, when Kaito's talking to the god that looks like Kaito in that, like, white room or whatever, it's kind of like, he's like, yeah, like, I just want to create worlds and stuff, or whatever, and then they do the battle, and then he's kind of just like, you know what, I actually kind of liked how things were, so, like, I feel like I lost on purpose. And it's like, then why the fuck did you do this, dude? Then why did we do all of this? Why did you go through this if you didn't mind losing, if you didn't want to put in the effort to win? Like, what was the... what, why, everything, like, why, you know, like, we went through the trouble of going to putting people back to where they're from and then like closing them up and stuff. I was just like, I felt like, one, it came out of nowhere, but two, it felt kind of cop-out-ish. I don't know, I just like the god thing is the last like arc, I would say, you know, like it is the last string of episodes, so like that's the one thing that like is the biggest question on my mind of like, why not sooner, but also like, why in general? Like, why did that have to happen? Like, I just don't get it, honestly.
Yeah. What'd you think about the final fight with how do you pronounce the wall's name?
Bokuos.
Bokuos. Yeah.
Yes. Also, just like really just like, hey, did we, you couldn't have done this sooner, dude? You're waiting for Gege to die to just like come back to like small form. Like, he was small too, like, that was the other thing, like, he's like a small thing that then just like became like normal size? Like, why? There was no explanation for that. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's in his race or something, but that's just something that I have to assume, you know, like nobody explained that to me. Like, that's something that I have to be like, all right, well, they did this and they did this. So I just have to assume that that's real. But I just wish that's my problem with like a lot of Sentai final baddies. I wish they were fighting the team a little bit throughout the show. Not even like full arcs, but like if you just show up one time, kick some ass. Next week you show up, kick some more ass. Just so everybody knows you're a threat. I don't know. I feel like that's way better than showing up in the last three episodes and being like, hey, I'm the final boss guy here. You know, that's the kind of vibe I love. I
got when early on the big bad shows up, destroys everyone as like a warning and then pieces out. Because then it's like, oh, we have to work up to this.
Yeah, it's like they know the threat. And like, I don't know. It just, there's no, not leverage, there's no weight to the situation. And that's another thing with Zenkaiju, where like every week I was going into it hoping that something would happen that would make everything feel way more intense, but it never happened.
It happens once, and here's where we're gonna get to my biggest problem with Zenkaiju. Is that there is an episode that tells you, hey, we're gonna change this formula, we're gonna kick it up, this is the next arc of Zenkaiju, and that's when the mom gets free. And they start traveling the worlds. They go to seven different worlds looking for the mom. They find the mom, and then the mom runs away and they stop. It's for one episode and they stop. And I was like, cool, the next episode we're gonna go to it, we're gonna start seeing all these worlds. And they mention it at the end in the final episode where they're like, Kaido's like, I've been to these worlds, I've seen these people. But it's like, no, you've been to like four. You haven't even been to all seven that we saw. And it's just, it feels so empty by the end of him saying like, no, all these worlds need to be free because I've met amazing people from all these worlds.
Yeah. That part also just like, all of that happens in one episode rather than a string of episodes that could have like built up some other stuff, you know?
Yeah. Fee says that the parents really don't get enough. They get captured, they run away.
It's wild that I thought they were going to be way more important than they actually ended up being, because in the beginning I felt like they were just like that, like, North Star for Kaito. They were like that thing that he was striving for the whole time. And then even when they're there, dude, at like the end, it's kind of like they're peacing out, or like he's leaving, or now they're kicking him out. It's like,
kicking him out is so funny to me. Yesterday, in the stream yesterday, chat went insane as soon as that part happened. They're like, oh, he saves the world, and you're just like, get the hell out of my house. Like,
why can't we be a family? You guys haven't been here my whole life. Remember when you guys got kidnapped and I didn't have you for a good chunk of my life?
And they're all just like, rooms are taken, we're filled up now.
Just like, oh, Kaito, you're so sweet, leave.
we need our time.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. It's just things like that where, like, you know, like, your situation, what you just touched on, they set up things like that, and, like, I'm talking about, like, the parents, and then they just don't even go anywhere with it. Like, they just, it's just, like, there, or, like, they just have an episode for it, and then that's all you get. And then the mom comes back at the end. Hey, yeah, I'm here.
We're talking about Hakaiser in the chat, and I will say, I do think the Hakaiser arc was probably the best executed arc. In terms of episodes, it was fun to watch. Yeah,
it was so fun.
And even those episodes are kind of standalone-y, but the Hakaiser parts got a big chunk of those episodes.
Yeah, I feel like every episode that Hakaiser was in felt like it was going somewhere. Like, it was leading to the dad reveal. It was leading up to all of that. And then when it does, it's way more interesting because, like, now you're wanting that whole situation to, like, just, like, go down. So I definitely agree that every Hakaiser episode was at the very least interesting, but also like very entertaining, because there's the other aspect where I feel like
go on, Zenkaiger, let it out.
Zenkaiger was meant to be an anniversary season, right? So I expected to see some anniversary aspects, and they do with the gears here and there. But it wasn't up until I guess Stacy does it as well with like the dark stuff, but like it wasn't up until Hakaiser where I was like, oh yeah, they do fucking anniversary stuff, because like it's just like a, it's like a rare occasion, or they use like one-off powers that kind of make sense and kind of don't make sense. Like, what was that Jetman one? We just recreate the last scene of the last episode of Jetman. Like, that's not a power. That's not a power. Use it again. Does that happen again? Do we just keep doing that? You know, if everybody used a different key and Jetman was in one of them, do you think that that would just happen with it everything just, else going on?
Just recast it.
I don't know, man. So like, that's my thing where it was like, oh yeah, now they have the, what is it? Zenryoku cannon. Mm-hmm. And like Hakaiser's there to like beat some ass, but like it again, just reminded me, oh yeah, this is a Sentai anniversary thing, because this is Zenkaiger, the 45th anniversary, the 45th, which is a good number. Which is a good number to have an anniversary on. Just saying. But yeah.
For me, that downfall comes in the first episode, because I feel like that first minute and a half is promising something that never happens in this series.
Ooh, which minute and a half?
When you see the Dark Gears seal off all these Sentai worlds.
Oh my god, yes. It just sets it up to be a different show that you don't get, I think.
Yeah. And those Sentai worlds come into play twice, and it's the movie. They like, for most of the part, like every year we're told these movies aren't really canon and just live in their own kind of world. So it's brought up in the All Red movie, and it's brought up at the very end with Bokuas of like, hey, we need to save these worlds. Whereas the show at the beginning kind of tells you that like, hey, we're going to save these worlds throughout the season, and they're just forgotten.
Yes. Yes, I would like to point out, and this is kind of a disclaimer late in the video, but or in the stream, but I like Zenkaiger. I want to stress that, because I think I'm passionate and I have my problems with it because I like it so much and because I had expectations, which I think we always come back to being like the biggest downfall of a viewer, of just having that expectation of something and then being let down because the show actually goes in another direction, with whether you agree with it or not. But I don't know, man. I like the show because aside from Kaito and Stacy, which I could talk about till the end of this, to the end of the night, the Sentai aspect was where they fell short with me, because they hyped it up of it being, hey, we're homaging these Megazords, we're homaging these powers of these past seasons. This guy literally looks like, you know, like a new version of Aquaranger. It's just like, you know, so I don't know. There was just a lot of aspects where I thought we were going to touch the Sentai history and the Sentai spirit more, and they just really didn't.
Yeah, that there, I'm going to throw it back to one of our old podcast guests, Kyle Higgins. He talks about a lot when he's writing something that you have to keep up the promise of the premise. And I think the promise of the premise of Zenkaiger is being this anniversary season, and like I said, those first minute and a half sets up a show that we do not get. With all that said, I as well love Zenkaiger. It has such fun moments, and I loved watching week to week, even though I felt week to week we were starting from zero again. I loved watching them go through all these dumb worlds like Sushi World, and you know, like we talked about Estetopia, Manga World is like a standout for me, but I think it does all this stuff very well. I just think it's a different show every time it does it.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know. I think it's a good show for a certain type of viewer. Like it's not a season I would be like throwing someone for their first show. You know what I mean?
That was something I was going to ask earlier. Yeah.
No, because like this is something I talked to Fee about. I was like, there's no way if I was trying to get someone into Toku or even Sentai, let's just throw it on Sentai specifically, I would not throw them to Zenkaiger. And it's not even because of the anniversary aspect, because again, I feel like it doesn't even do that super well, because that's what we've talked about as far as like Decade and Geo and like Gokaiger, where that could be something that could be a little bit overwhelming. But I wouldn't suggest this for a first season to somebody, because I just don't think it has a lot to just like captivate somebody story-wise. I feel like you're saying, it has great characters and people can get attached to the characters and like ride it the whole time. But I feel like if somebody's trying to learn about the genre and they want to learn about like good shows and stuff, this wouldn't be my first option, you know.
Do you think this is a better bingeable show? Do you think it's better? It would come across better week to week, or do you think it would be better to pick out a list of episodes that matter?
It sucks because I'm a huge advocate of like every episode should matter in a show. You know, mm-hmm. like every episode should add something to what the whole thing is, because that's the bigger picture. When I look at a season after the fact, I'm looking at that as one piece of like what this was for the entire thing. So I would personally say that like it is like its own thing. I don't know. I think I'm thinking about it too much. What was your question again?
I am in the camp that like you can pick out a list of episodes and watch those,
yes.
and get the entire story of Zenkaiger.
You've definitely brought that up to me. I don't know. I feel like you truly, and this is just my opinion, I don't want to push this on anyone, but I feel like you truly fall in love with the season when you are able to watch those 49 episodes and just like really know the character from the ups and from the downs. Like, you know what that filler was like because you liked that character so much that you would watch it. Yeah. And maybe that can be fun for a first ride, but I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. It's hard.
One thing we do every single week on this podcast is rate the suits.
You know, can I just say, I feel like we don't do a lot of Sentai on the podcast.
Correct.
But when we did Ginga Man with Squall and Lore, I feel like we're able to judge the Ginga Man aesthetic.
Not happening this time.
You can't do that. You can't do that here. So I feel like, are we going to judge like suit by suit? Do like a lightning round?
Yeah, I think we go suit by suit.
Yeah, because I feel like it's I can't.
There's no design language to this show.
I can't be like, yeah, I love the Zenkaiger team because they look. And you know, I just can't. No, I have to. Yeah, break it down a little bit. I'll try to keep it short.
We'll start with Vroon.
Yeah, man, it's too bulky for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit too bulky. And like, I'm an advocate of bulky Rangers. I love Champ from Q Ranger. I love all the like.
Champ is
so like,
I love Champ.
All like the warrior armor characters, like Korak from Mystic Force, or like Sentinel Knight, Zuban. I like those two, but I don't know. Like, this just wasn't doing for me, so I feel like I'm gonna rank Vroon like a six. Yeah, six.
You brought up the bulkiness. I just want to shout out the entire suit acting of this season. For what they did wearing those suits, because I feel like I talked about it a lot earlier in the season, but like 49 episodes is a long time, guys.
Yes. Yes. No, you're 100% correct. Especially Vroon's. Especially his.
Especially Vroon's. I'm going to give him a four. It's not the bulky. I think it's the squareness for me. It's just weirdly
too blocky.
Boxy.
Boxy, yep.
Which is like what we'd get if we would have got like a Zhuoger team member as well. But it's just weirdly boxy, and I'm not a gigantic fan of the Zord he's based off, or the mech he's based off of anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
Majin.
Majin. Hey, Thomas. I'm going to give it higher because like it's not even because it is like obviously like way, it's the opposite of Vroon's, obviously. Like, it's not because of that. It's because I like the way I can see the Maji King homage on the suit, or like the reference that they're throwing for Maji Ranger. I like that I can see it more. And I like that she feels more her own as well in comparison to everybody else. Like, everybody else, I see the Dino Megazord in Zhuron. I see the Wild Force Megazord in Gaon. But like, for her, I look at her and I'm like, you're based on Maji Ranger, but you also look like your own character.
Yeah, so
like,
I fuck with that. She's the most Omaji without being a carbon copy.
Yes. So I think I'm going to give Majin a solid 7. You know what? 8 for sure. Let's give her an 8. Hell yeah.
I'm putting her 7 just because like what you said, she's the most homage-y without being a carbon copy, because Zhuron, I think, is almost one for one. The Zhuranger Megazord.
Yeah.
And like Majin, I look at that and I'm like, oh, you're Majin. Whereas I feel like if you showed me a silhouette of Zhuron and Daijuo.
Okay.
I wouldn't know which one it was.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I'm putting it at a 7. Gaon.
Nice. Gaon. You know, my problem with the Kikinoid suits is that all of their colors are just one color. They don't have like designs or like a lot of aesthetic. I feel like when I see Gown, there's just a lot of yellow. I don't see like a lot of yellow. There's some silver aspects here and there. I'm not going to say that it's only yellow. But like I don't see a lot of other colors. So like when I look at it, I'm just like, it's too much yellow. So I got to give it again, probably like a 4.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5.5. Gao King, Wild Force, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Megazords. And this just looks like a play school version of it.
Yeah, one thing I want to know, you were talking about suit acting. I just love the animalistic style that we get from him, even though he is a robot. But I do think they could have done more with it, which is what I've been saying for everything, so I'm sorry.
What about Zhuron?
I don't know. I have to like take away how much I like him as a character. And we should say we've been talking about like the Ranger suits this whole time.
Yes, not the characters themselves.
Not the character suits, for Zhuron, I'm going to give, I don't know, again, like a 5. Like, I don't, it's not like super high for me.
Yeah, I'm putting it right there with you. Like I talked about before, like if you put the silhouette between the two up, I wouldn't tell them apart. And it's just kind of like Zhuron is just fine.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, it's a little bit too similar to Daijujin, but
I like his character suit far more than I like his Ranger suit.
Yes, just real quick on all of those, just to not go specifically on each of them again, I would rank all of those like humanoid, Kikanoid suits probably like all of them at least a 7 or like an 8, just because I like them way more than the suited versions.
Yeah, I wish they didn't look so close to the seasons that they eventually get. But I do like the character suits a lot more than the Ranger ones.
Yes, 100%.
Tukaiser.
Tukaiser gets a solid 7. A solid 7. I just think it's a very good suit. But it's just a Gokaiger suit. Like if they didn't go like out of the blue to like make a totally new suit. You know what I mean?
6. I don't like the shoulders on it.
Really?
Yeah. They look the so rubbery at some points. Where that's it's just fair, like,
that's fair.
Stacey Caesar.
Again, just putting my personal taste or like the fact that I love this character aside, I'm gonna have to rank it a little high because in contrast of Tukaiser, I feel like they really were homaging Battle Fever J, but creating this Dark Ranger. And like, I really, it feels original to me with that homage to Battle Fever J. So I'm going to rank it a solid 9, 2 more than Tukaiser.
I'm going 8.5. Josue in the chat mentioned what I was going to mention. Wrist missiles are dope. The wrist missiles.
Hell yeah.
The head. We didn't talk about it much, but when we were talking about Henshin, we should have talked about the shooting himself in the wrist.
Can I just say real quick, I loved that in the second to last episode when he Henshins with Zox, he shoots it out instead of in. And I just love that. I love that. Also, my money shot for Zenkaiger probably as a whole is the second to last episode again, where they defeat Barashitura, and then he's holding the shield, but de-henshined, and Zox is behind him.
So dope.
I love that shot. That showed for me, like, oh, beautiful.
Yeah, there's not to get in too much of a tangent, but there's a character in season 3 of Digimon who wears a broken heart shirt the entire season until right up until she like makes amends with her mom, and she's going into the final battle, and she puts on a shirt, and it's a regular, a full heart. And that's what the shooting in the wrist reminded me of. And it's just those little character moments that like that, to where like you could blink and you miss it. But if you don't, it's just, it means the world to that character. Yes,
exactly. Exactly. Yes, sir. Zenkaiser. Here we go.
Zenkaiser. Where are you putting it?
I'm going to put it in between Tukaiser and Stay Caesar because that's exactly how I feel. It's a solid 8 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Zenkaiser is a 10 for me.
This is one of
my new favorite. It's right up there with
Double. Hashtag we got a 10, everybody.
Yeah.
We got a 10.
It's right up there with Double as one of my new favorite suits in all of Tokusatsu. I think it's beautiful. Awesome. I want it to.
You get the SH figures?
I didn't know.
All right. Well,
I'm spending money on this stuff, okay?
That's cool. Your birthday's coming up.
I want to see this at the front of the line on every anniversary movie coming up. Like, it's yes. just, I love it so much that I hate Zenkaiser Black. Or Zenkaiser Black.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it's cool, dude. I'll be the Zenkaiser Black 2 years Zenkaiser.
Depending on what that relationship is between the two of them, we'll see.
No, that's fair. I guess let's say aesthetically, because I fuck with black. I love black so much. Love wearing it.
Just the colors on it are so perfect to me of just
yeah.
being what it is. I hate that they put that suit in water so much this season, because I know what that does. And I'm just like, stop. You're going like 50 years from now, I want to see this.
Get it out of there. Get it out of there.
Man. Exactly. Clean it well. Yeah. So I'm giving it a 10.
I love that, dude. I love that for you.
What do you think the whole season? Where are you putting it?
The whole season?
Yeah.
It's a bummer because I wish I could rank it higher, but I'm going to give it a 6. Just straight up. It's a 6 for me. And it's just because I didn't love it as much as I thought I would love this anniversary season. And maybe mm-hmm. it's because I had expectations for the anniversary aspect. But the 6 is carried by Stacey and Yachan for sure. Like, I'll say that much. And really? Kaito too. I don't want to disregard Kaito. Kaito is probably one of my favorite leaders mm-hmm. since King from Kyoryuger, because I loved him. And I also love Keichiro from Pato Ranger. But I think Kaito's a very... She is passed out. Kaito is a very good leader, and I hope we get to see more of him past Dawn Brothers.
Yeah, me too. I think, just throwing this out there as like a wild speculation, I think every season leading up to the 50th are going to tie into each other somehow and then lead into some big 50th anniversary thing.
That'd be cool. I would love if that was his last season. He's like, all right, guys, I'm done. Bye.
Kaito?
Yeah. But it's funny that you say that, because I was telling Fee that, like, and we're about to wrap up soon because it's looking like that mm-hmm. time. But one of my final thoughts would probably be, it felt like Zenkaiger's last episode was the beginning of something else. It felt like they were introducing us to this team the whole season, kind of like the Spider-Man Home trilogy. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like the beginning of what we're going to see from years to come. I feel like we're going to see more of them, whether if it's just Kaito, whether if Stacy's coming back at some point in Dawn Brothers. That's an early speculation, I will say. I got to see Stacy and Dawn Brothers. I'm saying it now. Or if the whole team is coming back for something, I have a feeling we're going to see them a little bit more often. And if this theory of yours is a fact, where they just start tying in the next few seasons until the 50th to do something big, that would make everything... It just makes sense, because like... this felt like 01, where it felt like the first of the new era of something.
Yeah.
And that's why I was also down for all the Kikinoids and like the one human thing to be a thing going forward. Cause I was like, this is the new era of something. This is new Sentai. But that wasn't the case. However, I feel like Zenkaiger, this isn't the last for them. I feel like we're going to see more of them for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to rate this season as a whole 6.5. I say it in the video that I say it in the video that's coming out too.
Yeah, nice.
It was obviously a very special time in my life because I became a father in the middle of it. I didn't get married in. I got married during Kira Major, but I became a father in the middle of it. And there's a lot of like dad stuff in this season, so it hit kind of different. And it's just, like you said, I had these expectations that weren't even unfounded, because it kind of promises it at the beginning. That just went nowhere. So, but I loved all the characters far more than I loved the plot of the season.
Totally agree, man. Totally agree.
Jem, where can people find you?
All right, everybody. Like I said in the beginning, there's a second channel now. So you can find me at two places. You can find me at Pronghorn Heroes on YouTube, and you can find me at Pronghorn Reacts on YouTube. And that's not even an at. I should have just said Pronghorn Reacts on YouTube. So if you want to see me react to a bunch of different stuff, feel free to head over to Pronghorn Reacts, and you can suggest stuff. I'm sure I'll get to it at some point, but feel free to head over there. That's what I'm plugging right now. We also have new merch. We have this little new design that I have. It's like a little yellow logo so that sick. We have in the pocket. We call it Special Yellow, and it's only going to be out through March. So if you want that little shirt, it's only going to be out through March. Once March is over, you're never going to see that design again. So check it out. It's over on our link tree. You can check out all the merch over there. And you can also check me out, Jem, with my dude Hawkilles every Wednesday for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
Right here at twitch.tv/Hawkilles. You can also find me everywhere at Hawkilles, whether that be Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Just go search me and you will find me and all my dumb, stupid content. But right after this, I'm going to have Kaiju Carl hop on the stream and we're going to be talking about who is the strongest Kamen Rider, Heisei Rider. We're doing that all of March. Tonight is Bracketology. But Jem, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. If you're watching this on the YouTube video, make sure to comment down below and let us know what you thought of this little Zenkaiger episode. We wrapped up Zenkaiger, I think, in a pretty nice way.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see what Dawn Brothers brings. And next week, that's what we're talking about right here on the podcast.
I'm so ready, dude. Don, let's get
quick,
it.
Quick early prediction?
Quick early prediction? I'm going to fall in love with the Dark Ranger. I don't know if there is one, but I guess we'll see.
My quick early prediction is the bad guys that we've seen are going to turn to the good side eventually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like that's going to happen. Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen for sure. I can see that happening. I'll probably have a more realistic theory or... what's the word?
Theory, prediction.
Prediction. Fuck, man. That's the one word I was like, prediction. I even brought it up earlier. But I'll probably have a better prediction next week. Right now, I'm literally just at a loss. I'm still just like raving about Zenkaiger in my head.
Yeah. Jem, have a good night, my dude.
Have a good night, my dude.